prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
We have a critically important show today, both the first half hour as well as the second hour are both going to have great impact on people's health. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking to Henry Rollins. We're going to be talking about how to do an in-home glyphosate test on yourself, on your children, on your husband, your wife. More importantly, if you're a breastfeeding mother, you're going to really want to hear this because you could test your breast milk too. Then we're going to talk about the benefits of beetroot in health and disease. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Shimon Amir to talk about how finding the body clock's molecular reset button. If you have issues that are related to sleep patterns, circadian rhythm, you are going to want to listen to this second hour because we're going to teach you the molecular mechanisms that resets the circadian clock. Very, very important discussion. Of course, I have to plug our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical, and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You get a free sample of Carbolin, which is a superior pre-workout carbohydrate source that will allow you to power through your training without hitting the wall by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the getcarbolin.com banner ad. But let's get right to work with a very, very important discussion. Welcome to the show, Henry Rollins. How are you?
Hello, very well. Thanks, Carl.
And I should say that Henry is, we're talking to him from Bulgaria. And the reason I don't always point out where guests are, but I think it plays nicely into this discussion. Because we're going to talk about glyphosate testing. And we know that glyphosate is the golden child of the agricultural industry. Now, Henry's website is actually called feedtheworld.info. You're going to want to write that down and go there. We're going to tell you why in just a second. But first of all, Henry, why did you guys decide to offer glyphosate testing specifically?
Well, glyphosate itself is the most, probably one of the most used chemicals in the world, and is also the biggest chemical earner for Monsanto and for the whole biotech industry, but not just for those business reasons. Also, it's completely ubiquitous. It's probably after our initial testing can be found in between 80% and 90% of the human population, which compared with many other environmental chemicals is a huge percentage. I mean, the experts in America on other environmental chemicals, such as flame retardants, usually find those chemicals in between 30% and 50% of the population. So we're talking about a chemical that really does affect us all. So it's something that we chose to concentrate at the beginning of this project, because it's just the beginning.
Well, and also we know clearly now that we've been lied to about glyphosate. I have done some research. I wrote a blog post in some over 100 patents for glyphosate and combined use of glyphosate with other chemicals. Glyphosate is labeled as an antibiotic, antimicrobial. This is an antibiotic that they're spraying on our food, first of all. No one talks about that fact. But more importantly, we know we've been lied to about glyphosate's health risks and dangers. We have good universities doing great work showing everything from endocrine disruption to transgenerational epigenetic effects. This is a nasty chemical that you're being told, and I say you, not Henry. The audience is being told is harmless, has a very short half-life in the soil, and is actually the greatest thing to come along since sliced bread because it's made agriculture so profitable and easy. None of those things are true. None of them.
Absolutely. The strange thing about glyphosate itself is that the biotech industry and the chemical industry, especially the American chemical industry, has based their whole business model on this one chemical.
Right.
And for that reason, they have pushed since the early 1990s for both mainstream science, which is funded by themselves, and also for governments worldwide to deregulate glyphosate and to also push the safety facts surrounding glyphosate, many of which are not evidenced in any way by science. They are purely made up to push this one chemical into, I mean, at one stage they were saying it was safe to drink.
So yeah, right.
That's how ridiculous they became at one stage.
Yeah. And the other thing that to consider is this, that the genetically modified foods, we have a right to know what is modified by man as opposed to by nature. However, at the same time, genetically modified foods in and of themselves may not be sinister. It's the genetically modified crops that are designed to accept tens of thousands of pounds of these chemicals that may actually be the damning part of GMO crops. It may be these chemicals that ride along on them that are causing the problems. We know an emerging area of science today is the microbiome. We understand that these microbes that that live inside of us, we depend on them, they depend on us. And we also know the way glyphosate works is by destroying and disrupting the diversity of the microbes in the soil. And guess what, folks? It's doing the same thing to your gut. It's no surprise to me that Nexium and all these pills for digestive issues are on the rise in this country. It's because people's digestive tracts are being destroyed by the glyphosate. And don't think you're not eating it, because you are. They spray it on wheat right before they harvest it to synchronize the crop and kill the wheat to make it easier to harvest. So in other words, the day before they pick it to make food out of it, they spray it with glyphosate. If you don't think there's glyphosate on the wheat that you're eating in that heart-healthy whole wheat sandwich you're having, you're crazy. It's scary.
Sure. I mean, it is, Carl, it is absolutely terrifying, to tell you the truth. I mean, 80% of all of the GM crops worldwide are built to be grown with glyphosate itself. So it's in our whole food system. It's in our environment everywhere. And it's not just agriculture. This is one thing that maybe the population doesn't know, but it is sprayed in all your parks across America, in all of your school yards, and also very, very widely by the general public in their gardens as well.
And guess what kind of glyphosate? I like the way you say it better. You sound much more intelligent than I do. Guess what kind of glyphosate they use in ornamental grasses and stuff like that. They use the 365. There's the argument for half-life. It lasts a year. It keeps killing weeds for a year. So you don't think that if you're exposed to that and it gets in your body, it's not going to stay there for a while? It's shocking.
Yeah, that's right. And it is shocking. And actually, probably the most shocking thing of all is that glyphosate in 1985 was announced by the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, in America, to be a probable human carcinogen.
Yeah, we talked about
that
this, then they changed it. I know, we talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, and then somehow,
right,
miraculously,
yeah,
they changed their position. But the best thing that's happened more recently is the WHO coming out and saying that it's a probable carcinogen, and Monsanto's not going to get them to flip their opinion.
Of course.
So
I don't think there's any chance. Partly because a lot of the 17 experts who are on the World Health Organization board are experts at the top of the main universities worldwide on cancer issues. So Monsanto really can't get them to change their mind on this. However hard they try, which they will be trying at the moment.
So now we are offering people an opportunity to get tested in your home. You can test in your home. You could test yourself, your loved ones, and moms who are breastfeeding. You can actually test your breast milk, right?
Yeah, that's actually right. So from 2 weeks ago, which is when we started the project, we have started with urine testing and tap water, those two things. But that means that once you order the test, we send through a sample collection cup through the post. You collect your sample and you send it off via any postal service directly to the address that we give on the testing instructions. But with breast milk, we will be starting at the end of next month. You can still order your test from now because there's a huge amount of interest in the test. We've allowed people to get themselves in the queue for testing, so you can actually order your breast milk testing from now. The most interesting thing about breast milk testing specifically is that the biotech industry has stated, it's actually on the Monsanto website, that glyphosate will never be found in breast milk.
Oh, however, I love it.
However, we did testing last year with Moms Across America.
Yes. She's been on the show.
Which we,
I can't think of her name, but
Zen Honeycutt.
Yes.
Zen Honeycutt, who we actually funded the breast milk part of her study. And it was interesting to see the results and to show that there is glyphosate in breast milk. But the regulators, the EPA, and the biotech industry do not have to accept the results from that study because it was done with a testing method that they don't accept. However, with this new testing, because it is validated testing, it means that they actually can't ignore it. It's an impossibility to ignore the results.
This is great. You know, there's billions and billions and billions of dollars at stake here. If you don't think that companies like Monsanto aren't going to fight back, one of the things that we talked about off the air was that I don't think you could do what you're doing if you were based here in the United States.
No, it would be much more difficult. Where I live in Bulgaria, there's very little influence from the American industries, the American chemical industry, and so it gives me more freedom. More freedom to find the correct labs, more freedom to print information that gets out worldwide. And as you say, it's very, very difficult if you're on the ground in America to do these things. So it's a lucky situation I'm in, which allows me to investigate the roots and to hopefully help public health in America, because It's in a state that it needs help. So,
and ironically, most governments, other than the United States, because we're drinking our own Kool-Aid, so to speak, you know, we have to support what we're telling other people to do. Most other countries have already turned their back on glyphosate, haven't they?
Well, actually, glyphosate is probably the most used chemical worldwide. It's only a couple of countries that have started to look at banning glyphosate in the last year. So you've had El Salvador, which has put the first total ban on glyphosate. You've had Sri Lanka, which also put a ban on glyphosate because they've been having huge problems with chronic kidney failure, which they ascertain is because of glyphosate mixed with hard water. But they have actually stopped that ban because of pressure from the biotech industry in Sri Lanka. The Netherlands in Europe has also banned the use of glyphosate, but not for agricultural use, just amongst the general public for gardening use.
That's bizarre. Like, okay, you can't spray it on your lawn, but you can eat some. Don't worry about it. that doesn't make any sense.
The logic is mad. I mean,
but you know what? That comes from pressure from the politicians here in the United States who go over there and try to cut deals with other governments to buy genetically modified technology and glyphosate. We know that. We've talked about that on the show, that there are politicians from the United States going abroad to push this.
Absolutely. I mean, this is actually the main thing regarding agriculture. The American ambassadors are doing worldwide. They are literally selling the American biotech industry and the American GM crop the GM crop cultures, seed ideas, so in other words, seed patents. They are selling the chemical agricultural model worldwide. I mean, that's one of their main jobs in as a U.S. ambassador. But also, not just that, the U.S. Soybean Association is probably the biggest culprit worldwide on selling these technologies.
Oh, yeah.
They are very aggressive.
Terrible. Our government should not be doing this. Our government shouldn't be doing these things. We have lots of problems here in the United States. They shouldn't be abroad as sales reps for Monsanto. I'm sorry. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can order your own glyphosate test. I'm telling you, you got to get it done. I'm getting it done. I'll talk about it on the air. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com, GetCarbolin.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Got this feeling in my head. Welcome back. The feeling in your head is probably because of the glyphosate in your bloodstream. Welcome back to Supreme Radio. We're talking right now with Henry Rollins. We're talking about in-home glyphosate testing. Henry's website is, ironically, feedtheworld.info. We always hear the feed the world argument in support of using these kind of chemicals, but clearly we don't have to use these kind of chemicals to feed the world. That's for sure. We just have to use these chemicals if we want to make companies like Monsanto more profitable at poisoning the entire planet. So, Henry, where do people go and how much does it cost and to get in-home glyphosate testing now?
So, currently people will have to go to the website, which is feedtheworld.info, and then they will click on Test Yourself, which is a button on the website. And you go onto the registration form for testing, and also there are all the frequently asked questions on that page too about the testing. The test itself costs $119 per sample, and the testing is following registration. We will send you a testing instructions PDF to your email. Which has to be followed closely because we want to get this data out in scientific publications. So that's an important thing. And the testing, so after following the testing instructions, people will send in their samples to the lab and they will get results within 8 weeks of the lab receiving their samples.
And why does it take so long? Is it really a very sophisticated testing process?
No, actually, it's just the huge interest, to tell you the truth. I mean, we started off with a two week foot to get results for the general public, but it's gone up to 8 weeks because of the huge interest over the first 2 weeks.
That big of a backlog, is that right?
There is. I mean, it's much more interest than we expected even in the first couple of weeks. Partly because of the help from a number of really great NGOs across America. So,
once somebody discovers that they are carrying glyphosate in their body, assuming that you could eliminate exposure to glyphosate completely in your life, any idea how long it takes for glyphosate levels to drop so that they can retest?
Well, after talking to scientists from around the globe who have done testing on other pesticides, because there's been a large lack of testing on glyphosate.
Right.
But on other pesticides, they found that the best way of lowering the amount, almost detoxing yourself from pesticides, is to go on an organic diet for between 2 and 6 weeks. So what we suggest is to test yourself once, then to go on a certified organic diet, and also very important thing is to filter your water, because unfiltered water, when tested, has levels of glyphosate in. So if you take those two steps for around 6 weeks and then retest yourself, it will be very interesting to see the results. We expect people to be able to detox themselves down to a very low level. we're not sure if it's possible to completely detox yourself,
right,
because there just hasn't been the data. You know, there just hasn't been the amount of testing done to tell us what will happen. So we're interested.
Talk about. We only have a few minutes left in the interview. Talk about the documentary. You're producing a documentary. Is this what it's about? Glyphosate and the poisoning of the
plant? So we're going to be following especially mothers who are testing themselves using the glyphosate testing from the time when they do the test to when they get the results and their reaction. We're also going to be concentrating on the agricultural solutions, the non-toxic agriculture that can be used to feed the world, which is why the website is called Feed the World. And last but not least, we are looking for NGOs across America to group together and to call for a complete ban, a phase-out ban on glyphosate, which we aim to take a Bill of Rights on glyphosate to the U.S. Senate in October. So that is our current aim, and that's what the documentary will be following over the next year, with five-minute clips each month being released on YouTube.
So will they subscribe to your YouTube channel when they go to feedtheworld.info?
Yeah, that's correct. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All the videos on the site are part of our YouTube channel, so you just have to click on them and you can subscribe to the YouTube channel to see the documentary as it grows.
The one that's on your homepage is most compelling. Everybody needs to just watch that. In fact, I'm thinking about sharing it here on Facebook after the show today, because that one is really amazing. I think you're doing a great thing. I really do. And I am going to order the test, and maybe I'll even have you back on the air so we can talk about my results. I think people need to be aware of this. I know a lot of people out there going, wow, $119, that's a lot of money. But not knowing is costing you more.
Absolutely. And the EPA uses this as a huge excuse not to test for glyphosate. So they currently rate this kind of testing at over $300 per sample. So hopefully in the future, we will be reducing the price slightly, but we've gone very low, and actually we're doing it at cost currently, and the lab is being very kind. But yeah, as you say, we've got to know, and this whole testing actually personalizes the problems regarding glyphosate, because you can read about it on social media, but when you find out actually it's in your own body, you'll realize what a massive problem this is, not just in America, but globally.
Henry, thanks for being on the show today. We'll have you back on, okay?
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about beetroot. Could it be the answer for health and disease? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've talked about beetroot juice in athletic performance last year. This next discussion, we're going to talk about beetroot juice and its supplemental extract in health and disease states. We're talking with Tom Clifford. How you doing, Tom?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So talk about the study. How was the study designed and what questions were you trying to answer?
So it was mainly a review that we wanted to do. So the main questions we were trying to focus on was specifically beetroot as a food itself and what properties it has that may make it beneficial in health and disease. And we particularly focused on a few areas, which were inflammation and cognitive function, and also endothelial function. So endothelial function is basically how well your blood vessels are functioning. And these are the three areas that kind of beetroot has recently become popular, and it seems to have some physiological effects in these areas. So these are the ones we really wanted to nail down. So we just wanted to review all the kind of literature in the area, because it's all quite new, and just see, you know, is there actually any promise in this at the moment?
So what did you find?
So we found looking through, I mean, starting mainly with kind of inflammation, and unfortunately it is quite new, this data. So a lot of it at the moment is kind of research has all been done in kind of animal models, so mice and rats, etc. But beetroot, when you supplement it, it does seem to have quite a potent effect as an anti-inflammatory. So in some studies, they've shown that it can almost maybe have the potential to be as beneficial as your kind of common ibuprofens and kind of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that you might take. So that's what a lot of the research is actually showing us, that actually this could be really beneficial. There's some research with the inflammation, also that's been done in cancer cell lines. Again, this is not actually in humans themselves, so this is just the cell lines.
Right.
But they've shown, again, that it seems to reduce tumor suppression, tumor activity, so it's suppressing the tumor activity. So this is really key as well. I mean, the difficulty then is, can this actually be done actually in humans themselves? But it's really interesting to look at. And particularly reviewing some of the data where they actually just analyze beetroot, because there's a lot of juices out there at the moment that are kind of called antioxidant juices, and they kind of said, you know, these are for health.
Right.
And a lot of people associate this with blueberries and cherries and all sorts of fruit juices.
Right.
No one's really looked at the vegetables, but when actually they actually looked at the antioxidant activity and the anti-inflammatory activity of actually beetroot, a vegetable, they actually found that it was actually higher or at least comparable to most of these kind of fruit juices that are expected to be high in antioxidants. So at first, no one really focused on the antioxidants in beetroot or the anti-inflammatory activity, but actually it shows that it's actually comparable or higher than most of the fruit juices, which
well, we
is really
know.
Interesting.
Let's talk about the anti-inflammatory effects for a second. So is this is this a product or byproduct of nitric oxide synthase, or is there something else going on? Because we know that it's the nitrates in beetroot juice that's all the rage in performance, eliciting a pump
definitely,
during
yeah.
a workout. Is it the same mechanism, or is there something else in there that's affecting, like, cyclooxygenase or something?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a bit of both. So what's interesting is one of the reasons we also did this review is because we wanted to focus on the betalains, which are another kind of – so basically beetroot is this lovely rich purple-violet color. The betalains are the pigments that give it this color, and these have really potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effects. So we seem to think that it's partly these betalains – but also partly nitrate as well via a nitric oxide pathway. So nitric oxide, once you actually convert it from nitrate, that also seems to have anti-inflammatory effects as well. So we actually think it's probably the combination of these two actually working together. But I suppose what we did try and focus on more in this review from an anti-inflammatory perspective was actually the betalains. And these could be beta-cyanins, which kind of give this like ready purple color. And they also have these beta-xanthins in them as well, which kind of give it this yellow color. Mm. But there's also loads of phenolic acids, loads of polyphenols that actually are found in things like cherries, blueberries, etc., actually in beetroot as well. So it just seems to be a really rich source of all sorts of goodies, to be honest.
What about betaine, which has been a very popular because of its trimethylglycine connection? What about, is that one of the active things that you looked at as well?
It's not actually. Betaine isn't something that's actually been focused on. It's mainly betanin. Is the one that seems to have the most potent effect.
Okay.
That's what most of these studies in the inflammation is focused on. I know betaine, there is some research, isn't there, that's kind of more athletic performance-wise, but that hasn't actually been studied in the health and disease parameters as far as I can tell so far. I'm not so sure how high the concentrations of betaine actually are in a standard beetroot juice bottle, and that's probably why.
So when we talk about beetroot, we're actually talking about the beet itself, right? I mean, if you eat beets, is that not the bulb of the plant that you're eating, or am I incorrect about that?
No, so I mean a lot of studies have been done in beetroot juice because when you make the juice, you can have say 3 or 4 beetroots in the juice. You can really concentrate it to give it that more kind of potent effect. However, the actual beetroot itself, you can eat it in many forms of ways. So it's not necessarily the actual root itself, but you can cook them, and you can buy them in supermarkets, obviously, where they're already made up and they can be cooked with other bits and pieces. So it's not necessarily any part of the actual part of the beetroot that's having beneficial effects. You know, it is the whole part, as long as you get rid of, obviously, the top bit when you pull it out of the ground. But, yeah, it seems that it is actually, you know, the whole thing.
So eating a traditional beet with dinner is probably getting you a lot of these things, too, based on whether it's a red beet or a yellow beet, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what's really interesting is that about the beetroot stuff is it seems that just, you know, your normal kind of dietary activity is actually how you can get some of these beneficial effects. So it's not necessarily that you have to, say, supplement with this stuff. It's more that if you just add it into your diet, then it should be beneficial. The only thing I will say about yellow beet, for example, so that's more with the beta xanthins as opposed to the beta cyanin. So there's little research. It's all mainly at the moment all on red beetroot. So there's not really much on yellow beetroot. So I don't actually know how much of a difference there is in kind of the properties and how that might actually influence. So it's more red beetroot at the moment, I'd say.
So was there anything that was really surprising to you when you started to review the research in this particular scheme that you were looking at?
Yeah, I suppose initially what was really interesting is like you mentioned, beetroot, all the rage is kind of nitrate and nitric oxide. So when I actually first discovered the betalains, it was quite interesting. And what was interesting is a couple of studies that they did with patients who have osteoarthritis or kind of knee pain. They actually gave them just betalains. So this is obviously the pigment in beetroot. So they gave them an extract of that by capsules. So it wasn't actually beetroot itself. So actually this betalain pigment itself, what they found is it reduced soreness quite proficiently actually in the kind of knees of these patients. They actually felt significantly less sore just after having 10 days of the supplement. So I think that was probably one of the most striking findings for me. Subsequently, what we've tried to look at actually now is, again, going back to the kind of exercise domain, what mainly I'm focusing on at the moment is, can we reduce soreness after exercise? So the soreness in your muscles by actually giving beetroot via kind of similar mechanisms.
Yeah, because nothing has been effective at suppressing delayed onset muscle soreness. That would be amazing if you did discover that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about endothelial function, because that's obviously a big issue within the cardiovascular disease realm. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Tom Clifford about the benefits of beets, beetroot juice, however you care to take it. There's something good about it. Stay tuned.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks
Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Yo. Yo.
I said upside down, you're welcome back. You're giving love instinctively. Round and around. We're talking with Tom Clifford. We're talking right now about beets and beetroot juice. And for those of you who may be confused like I am, the beet that we eat, we call it the table beet here in the United States, not the sugar beet. That is the beetroot. It's like a bulb. It grows underneath the ground. Think of it like an onion for a second. So when we talk about beetroot, we're talking about table beets here. And they come in a variety of colors, as you heard, red and yellow and everything in between. What about endothelial function? This is a big issue. As endothelial function starts to fail, people, we know that that contributes to cardiovascular disease. Did beetroot have any effect on that?
Yeah, as far as we can tell. I mean, the problem is a lot of the research is actually in people who actually have normal endothelial function to start with. So, as you pointed out, that endothelial function is really important for things like the development of heart disease, so it's important. And it seems to be brought on by diminished kind of nitric oxide availability. So it's important that we do this. But, yeah, there's some really good research showing out there, and it's interesting that you just noted about the beetroot itself being there's red and there's white. But there's a group that actually decided to actually enrich bread with beetroot. So they actually put some kind of beetroot into the bread, so then it had a high nitrate content. And they actually found that by this beetroot-enriched bread, because obviously bread is something that's consumed worldwide by many people, they thought this would be a good idea. And they actually found that it could increase blood flow. So they actually measured with a laser Doppler imager. So they actually looked and they could see that actually would increase blood flow. And therefore, this would help hopefully offset endothelial dysfunction. So some really interesting stuff in endothelial function as well.
You know, phosphodiesterase is all the rage as far as there's a great interest in not only PDE5, which contributes to erectile dysfunction, but PDE4 for the remyelination of nerves in diseases like multiple sclerosis. Do you think that the nitric oxide donor relationship between beetroot or beets and some of these other issues also stands to be further investigated, or do we know everything we need to know in that area now?
No, I think definitely. I think initially all the research has started actually looking at in hypertensives and blood pressure. So there's some now pretty solid research out there showing that just, you know, an acute dose of beetroot actually reduces blood pressure. And then they started looking at endothelial function to get a bigger picture. But I don't think there's any reason why it can't be used to treat many different areas. When I say treat, obviously to help manage more than anything, many different areas such as erectile dysfunction. But I just don't think the studies have actually been done yet, because I think actually the discovery of beetroot itself actually having these properties is, you know, still relatively new. So I think they're definitely going to come, and I don't see why they wouldn't have the effects that we kind of expect and what we've seen so far.
You were very cautious to use the word treat. But instead, no, but I want to clarify something.
Yes.
In order to be a therapeutic. Therapeutic doses must be taken. So do you foresee a beetroot extract concentrate, like a 10 to 1, like we see with ginger extract and other things, which then may actually have a more therapeutic purpose?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've seen, obviously, I'm based here in the UK, and I've seen there's some actual kind of in the shops and supplement shops, there are things like this starting to become available. And some studies are starting to actually kind of make these. We have something called Beet It Shot here, which is a really concentrated form of kind of beetroot in kind of a small bottle, which is really kind of loaded up with nitrate. So again, at the moment, I think they need to kind of, there needs to be more research on a kind of dose response effect and how much, you know, how much you can actually give people and what's actually going to be safe. I think that's obviously the most important part. But I think there's an avenue there to explore of whether, you know, what would the optimal dose be to get this kind of these therapeutic applications that we're talking about. But maybe it is that we just have to concentrate more of certain aspects of the beetroot to actually get these effects.
Drugs that affect nitric oxide production usually carry a warning that, they could cause you to have a dangerously low blood pressure. Do you think that there could ever be a concentrated dose of beetroot that would have the same effect? Or do you think that because it's naturally occurring, the body has mechanisms to cope with it, flush it out, the liver can handle it differently?
Yeah, definitely. I think that is part of it. So sodium nitrite is actually where a lot of the studies started with. So they actually use these sodium nitrite salts, and it's quite popular in the Scandinavian region to use these. But in the UK, we actually have, I don't know if it's the same in the US, but nitrite is actually, you know, banned in some of the water and stuff like that. So actually there's a limit on how much you can have. So that's why beetroot started being used, because it's a kind of natural source. So what I think is interesting, again, like you say, is because it is a natural product, it's interesting to note that maybe the body does have some kind of defense against it. We're not really sure. There has been some recent stuff that did say, though, that, however, you have to remember everybody's a little bit different. So in some people, this might have really big effects. So you might get really high nitrate and conversion to nitric oxide, but it's very individual, and some might actually get quite low. And there actually might be a threshold level. So you can keep dosing to a point, but there's probably going to be a threshold where your body is just not actually going to produce any more. So I think that needs to be investigated further to see that if we can actually get to that point.
Well,
go
ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that, to be honest, why they would come with a warning, I find that quite baffling, just because I don't think it would ever be that effective to actually lower your blood pressure. If you're taking it because you've got normal blood pressure or high blood pressure, I don't think it would ever bring it all the way down to a low blood pressure.
Yeah, and what I was going to inject there was, drugs like a PDE5 inhibitors, they are already in the form that they're needed in order to have that effect, number one. And number two, they're generally produced in ways that make it hard for the liver to get them out of the system. And this is part of the magic of pharmaceuticals. I would imagine that beetroot juice requires some sort of enzymatic conversion to produce the nitric oxide, and that enzyme may be in short demand in some people, or become depleted the more you use the beetroot juice. We know that there's depletion that occurs, so I would imagine that there's kind of a safety net there, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't surprise me at all. And I think it's interesting that one of the things with beetroot, so if you're going to give the pharmacological ones that you mentioned, you're obviously just giving that substance. But because beetroot has nitrate and also has the betalains and many of these other polyphenols and antioxidants, there's actually been suggestions that if nitrate, you know, if the dose is too high or it's causing issues, then hopefully it would be kind of offset by the high antioxidant content itself. So you talk about enzymes, for example, there in the liver. There is some good stuff. And again, it's only really kind of in vitro, so it's not been done in the body as of yet. This is kind of more in labs, but they have shown that actually by giving betanin and some of these betalains from beetroot juice, they can actually upregulate your body's ability to make some of these detoxifying enzymes. So some of these enzymes in the liver that are actually trying to rid your body of the toxins. So that's a really interesting point as well. So you have to remember that it's never going to be just the nitrate when you're consuming a food. There's so many different compounds in there that many we don't even know about yet and what effects they might have.
What do you want people to take away from your research as far as, is it safe to say, look, you should be eating beets weekly?
I don't see why not. I mean, at the moment, I think there's enough solid good research out there to say that at the very least, they're probably going to have some kind of beneficial effect for you from a health perspective. And I can't see any actual downfall to taking them. Particularly, I mean, for a normal individual who doesn't have high blood pressure, you know, doesn't actually have any issues, then maybe, you know, it's not something they necessarily need. But if you are hypertensive or anything like that, then I do think that, or like I said, sir, to do with pain relief, for example, I don't think there's any harm, particularly in just experimenting with yourself, because you can actually just have beetroot as a food or as a juice, and they, you know, it's just doses that you can kind of get via eating, etc. I don't think there's any harm in just giving it a try and maybe seeing if you feel any different as a result.
Great research. I love it. And please come back as you start to explore more information about this. I think there's a lot of...
Yeah, that'd be great.
A lot of benefits too. We know that nitric oxide becomes in short supply as we age. Anything that'll keep it higher, I think is of value. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about circadian rhythm. Is there a way to reset your clock? Reboot your body's clock. Well, the discovery of the molecule that does that is what we're going to be talking about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink.
Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It is the top of the hour. This is where we announce that Superhuman Radio is being brought to you by our special relationship with All American EFX Sports products made by All American Pharmaceuticals. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com. Right now they're giving away a free sample of Carbolin. It's an advanced pre-workout carbohydrate supplement that will power you through your workouts for up to 3 to 4 hours without hitting a wall. You get a free sample, try it yourself, see what all the rage is about. Go to superhumanradio.com and get Carbolin today. We do a lot of discussions about sleep, sleep hygiene, circadian rhythm, the importance of adherence to proper circadian rhythms. But there are a lot of people out there who struggle. They have issues. They just can't sleep well. They have fragmented sleep. We know that fragmented sleep leads to dysregulation of certain components of the cell that fold protein peptides. These misfolded protein peptides are actually contributing to some plaque in the brain. We've done shows on that. So getting good sleep is important. My next guest is Dr. Shimon Amir from the Concordia University in Canada. How you doing, Dr. Amir?
I'm doing well.
And this is an interesting idea because many of us, we fall into situations where we feel like if we could just reboot our brains and get things reestablished to a baseline, a factory default. But as humans, we generally don't have that option. But you seem to have discovered the molecular reset button that affects the circadian rhythm. Talk about, how did you discover it? What were you trying to answer in this research paper that you were authored, co-authored?
Right. So we know that there are certain proteins that are key to clock resetting in mammals, in the mammalian brain, in the mammalian circadian clock. We know those proteins. We know that light, that is the major cue in the environment that's important for clock resetting, we know that light can induce the expression of those two proteins. Those are called period proteins. We know that light can induce the expression of those proteins. We know the first step that leads to expression of the pair protein in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is the master clock of the brain. But we don't know much about how the mRNA, the second step in protein synthesis, how the mRNA is translated into protein. And this is what we set to study. We wanted to know how light controls protein synthesis, and in particular those proteins that are important for clock resetting in the brain, how light controls those proteins.
So how does it do? I mean, we know that the retina produces things like GABA and signals the production of melatonin. Does it start in the retina, this process?
Everything starts in the retina. The signal from the retina, which captures environmental light, that signal is communicated directly to the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is, again, the master brain clock. And in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, the signal goes to the cells of that structure, and they initiate a cascade of molecular events inside the cell that terminate in the synthesis of those clock proteins that are important for clock resetting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot known about those molecular processes. What wasn't known is that specific step from mRNA to protein in the SCN, how is that controlled by light? And what we found is that there is a particular protein that's called eukaryotic translation initiation factor, 4E, and that the phosphorylation of that particular protein, which is induced by light, leads to enhanced synthesis of the clock proteins period 1 and period 2, which are essential for clock resetting.
So did and you what you guys did is you took a transgenic mouse model, right, that did not produce the phosphorylation process, right?
Right, right. What we did was to generate or to construct a mouse that has the protein, that 4E protein, which is important for translation initiation, but that protein cannot be phosphorylated, and phosphorylation of that protein is key to its ability to take RNA into the translation complex for protein synthesis.
And what
happened? We have a mouse.
Yeah, what happened to the, little rodents when you started to change this cascade effect?
Right. So, I mean, they do behave normally. You don't see any odd behaviors in these animals until you challenge them with light pulses, until you challenge the circadian clock with light pulses. And then you can see that if you prevent the phosphorylation of 4E, then these mice can no longer adjust well to, say, shifts in the light-dark cycle. Or they don't respond well to light pulses that we know can induce phase shifts, can reset the clock.
Uh-huh.
They also fail to adjust to some exotic light cycles that we impose on the animal, not normal light cycles, but either long or short cycles. And the animals, those mice that have their 4E mutated, cannot adjust well to those exotic light cycles.
How long would it take?
Go
ahead. Well, how long would it take for a mouse that does not have the mutation to adapt to one of these foreign light cycles?
Well, if your 4E is normal and can be phosphorylated, then these animals adjust well to those exotic light cycles. And when you expose them to a light pulse during the night phase, which is supposed to reset the clock, you get clock resetting, normal clock resetting.
Mm.
Once you mutate that one point in the protein, which is the site that needs to be phosphorylated, then there is a significant reduction in the ability of these mice to either respond to a light pulse or to adjust to different light cycles.
Interesting.
And that's their phenotype. That's how they look. That's how they behave.
So how did there are people out there who have difficulty, and especially as we age. So
yes.
So there's two different questions I have. Let's start with aging. So mm-hmm. as we age, is there evidence that this phosphorylation process starts to slow down?
We haven't looked at that question. It could be, and I think it's a good idea to look into that eventually. We know that indeed, as you get older, there are more difficulties in adjusting to the light-dark cycle, adjusting to changes in time zones, etc. It becomes more difficult. Could be that if there is a decrease in the capacity of that protein to be phosphorylated by light, then less protein critical to clock resetting will be produced, and there's going to be a slowdown of that process. But that's an empirical question, needs to be looked at old transgenic mice.
Melatonin, I think, when I was preparing for this, seems to mm-hmm. cause the phosphorylation of certain molecules in the brain. Does melatonin play a role in the phosphorylation of this?
Eukaryotic initiation factor or translation initiation factor 4E.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know whether melatonin has any effect on those on the phosphorylation of 4E. In fact, if my memory serves, we are using a mouse strain that does not produce melatonin at all.
Wow.
Yeah, so there are certain strains of mice, sorry, that do not produce melatonin. So melatonin is not a universal factor that's essential for circadian rhythms or resetting of the clock, etc. I'd like to view melatonin more as an agent that is promoting sleep rather than controlling the clock itself.
What about adenosine triphosphate? We know that ATP that occurs in the activation of muscle accumulates in the brain and creates the desire for sleep. So when ATP gets to a certain point, you kind of think of a scale. It tips and it flips the brain into the desire to sleep. You think adenosine triphosphate, since it has that phosphate in it, plays a role in the phosphorylation of the translation factor 4E?
No. Well, we haven't looked at that, but the pathway that we have identified is a different pathway that's involved different molecules that are phosphorylated sequentially until the phosphorylation of 4E, but not the one that you're mentioning.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit, but what does this mean for us humans who are some out there maybe in great dire need to get their sleep straightened out, what this research can actually provide for us in a maybe translating to human condition. We're talking right now with Dr. Shimon Amir. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20%
20% off Metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Shimon Amir from Concordia University. We're talking about resetting the biological clock, which is a problem for a lot of people out there. There's people out there who are pilots. They suffer from jet lag. There are also people out there who just have difficulty sleeping. They just can't get their sleep in line. And this could be an answer for many of them. So I would imagine that there is this molecule is going to be looked at to produce maybe a drug at some point in time in the future?
Well, theoretically, you can probably bypass the effect of light on the phosphorylation of 4E and design a drug that would do the same job. And that would enable you to control the phosphorylation and, as a result, the synthesis of those clock proteins without relying on light. Or you can maybe combine the effect of light with a drug that would enhance the phosphorylation even further, so that more proteins would be produced in the clock, and a stronger, a more robust clock would result from that treatment.
A lot of people are now using these light panels. You know, they stimulate daylight. You get up in the morning, and you turn it on. You stand there with your eyes open. You let it drench you with light, and it kind of synchronizes your circadian rhythm. Are you a believer in these types of things, Dr. Amir?
Well, yeah. This form of light treatment is very effective against winter depression or SAD, seasonal affective disorder. That, in fact, has been the treatment of choice for those conditions. People who develop depression or depressive-like symptoms during the winter. At the same time, exposure to light in the morning can have an effect on the circadian clock. Whether the two are related or not is not entirely clear. We know that light exposure in the morning can help treat winter depression. We know that exposure to light in the morning can reset the clock, can advance the phase of the clock. So, but whether the two are causally related, that's not entirely clear, at least not in my mind.
So are there other ways to enhance phosphorylation and the production of these two period proteins that you know of? Like, what about activity? We hear a lot now about inactivity causing people to not sleep well. That's where the research we did a show on a while ago about adenosine triphosphate builds up in the brain and causes the desire for sleep. Do you think that plays any role in the production of these proteins?
Yeah, I think there are probably a lot of factors that can converge on this pathway that we have identified that lead to the phosphorylation of 4E. So activity would probably be among those factors that possibly could lead to enhancement of the phosphorylation of 4E, and as a result, production of more period proteins. But what we always have to remember that the eukaryotic translation initiation factor, 4E, is not exclusive for period proteins. It is involved in the synthesis of numerous proteins in the body. It works in a tissue-specific manner, so it can enhance the synthesis of certain proteins in one tissue and the synthesis of other proteins in other tissues. The challenge, of course, when you design an agent that would lead to enhancement of the synthesis of period proteins in the brain that will enable better clock resetting, you have to develop, find something that would be specific to that region. You don't want to have a molecule that would throw havoc into protein synthesis throughout the body. So
right.
It is a challenge. That issue of specificity could be a challenge.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about we know that the suprachiasmatic nuclei is the main clock of the body, but we also know that in organs and other systems they seem to have their own peripheral clocks.
Right.
How does this affect the synchronization of other peripheral clock systems?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another question that needs to be addressed experimentally. It is possible that the same protein, 4E, would be important for the synthesis of clock proteins in other regions of the brain outside the suprachiasmatic nucleus, as well as in different peripheral organs. So, yeah, I mean, this what we found in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is the master clock, would now have to be extended to other clocks in other brain regions and in peripheral tissues to see whether we can have access to the clock machinery in these other tissues via that pathway.
And it makes perfect sense that it would. But then again, as you point out, specificity becomes even more challenging. It's one thing to develop something that's specific to, let's say, just the suprachiasmatic nuclei, but then to say that you want it to affect these other dozens of tissue as well, but not affect these other thousands of tissue, it becomes a little bit more complicated then.
Exactly. It is. The issue of specificity is probably one of the main issues when one would decide to design a drug that works through this pathway to enhance clock resetting.
Do we know what affects phosphorylation in a negative way already in our lives, in our environment, in our mismatched lifestyle today?
Just general phosphorylation?
Yeah, I mean, for instance, making sure, like, I know this is probably a very naive question, but being sure to have enough phosphorus in the diet, for instance, is that critical for phosphorylation?
No. We're talking about a number of enzymes that, you know, numerous enzymes that their job in biology is to phosphorylate, to add a phosphate residue to proteins and to activate or disable them. Sometimes phosphorylation would block the activity of a certain protein, whereas in other times, other proteins, phosphorylation would enhance the activity of that protein. So,
okay.
You know, again, you have to think about what protein you're looking at, what process you're studying, etc.
What do you hope this research findings leads to next for you?
Well, I think that what we do really in the lab is to understand better how this clock works, how we can control it, how it is controlled by natural Zeitgebers or time givers in the environment, such as light or food, which is another important synchronizer of circadian clocks. Once we know, once we understand how it works to the details, to the molecular details, then again we can start to design approaches to tweak those processes to our benefit. That's the best we can do. But at this point, we're still in the process of finding out about that clock, how it's regulated, how it operates, what is the importance of each of those specific clock proteins, how they interact, and how you can influence them, and how you can boost the influence of natural light, etc.
I want to thank you for being on the show today. Great information. And hopefully this will translate into some research that leads to the ability for people to help reset their own biological clock. I mean, their suprachiasmatic nuclei. Listen, thanks for being on the show today. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So let's see.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks.
We have some really good shows the rest of the week.
Black and I wore white.
Trying to find the program guide right now so I can look at it.
Bang, bang. He shot me down. Bang, bang. I hit the ground.
So tomorrow we start off with the Blueprint Power Hour. Then we're going to do a basic 101 weight loss show tomorrow afternoon with Susan Jones. Wednesday morning, Science for Humans. And I'm trying to get a fella on the air for a half hour for Wednesday show who's lost 50 pounds just following a lot of the information he's learned from the show. I want to hear about his success. We're going to talk about neurodegeneration Wednesday afternoon, the second hour. Of course, Physical Culture Radio starts off Thursday. Treating gum disease reduces prostate cancer. That's going to be an interesting discussion. You should take good care of your teeth. Otherwise, no one will kiss you. And then, of course, Casual Friday wraps up the week. We've got lots of good things to talk about this week. Casual Friday is going to be a really exciting show. I can tell you already, Elise is excited about three topics she found already that we'll be talking about. Check out the glyphosate testing. I'm getting mine tested. I'm going to talk about it on the air once I get the results back. It's going to be 8 weeks. I want to see if they can push it up. I'm going to ask them. I don't want to have to wait 8 weeks to talk about it. We'll all forget why I'm even doing the show. That's the end of today's show. I thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Take care.